Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Super Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Unanimous 9-0. Airman pleading guilty. Mom speaks out. And recriminalizing drugs. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, hilarious. Renowned scholars at the University of Pennsylvania Law Review wrote a 143-page journal analysis on why the 14th Amendment prevents Trump from even running for president. And that was echoed in The Atlantic by award-winning Harvard Law professor Larry Tribe, where he detailed the entire plan for keeping Trump off the ballot. Then David French in The New York Times, the case for disqualifying Trump is strong. Well, Colorado took the bait, kicked him off the ballot, and went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court issued their final ruling, 9-0. 9-0, shutting down this preposterous attempt of keeping Trump off the ballot because he led an insurrection. Not even Judge Jackson threw the left a bone here. Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira pled guilty to all 6 counts, charging him with willful retention and transmission of national defense information. He accessed and printed hundreds of classified documents and posted them on Discord. He was arrested last April. He will serve 16 years, no fewer than 11. Prosecutors said that the posted material included troop movements in Ukraine, a plot by a foreign adversary to attack U.S. forces abroad, and Western deliveries of supplies to the Ukrainian battlefield. 15 other airmen were disciplined and removed from their command for not taking proper action when they were aware of what he was doing. Lakin Riley's mom has spoken out. Lakin was the 22-year-old nursing student at University of Georgia who was murdered by an illegal alien who had been arrested twice while in America. Mom wrote on Facebook, "As I sat down to write this message, I really just have no words. My family has faced the most devastating, unimaginable loss that anyone could ever be forced to endure. I would like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for being with me and my family during this heartbreaking time. I give him all the glory for getting us through this." November 2020, the people of Oregon became the first state in the country to legalize drugs. Ballot measure 110, 58% of people voted yes. All drugs were now legal. Well, as Ferris Bueller said, life comes at you fast. The Oregon House passed a bill to recriminalize drugs. It's headed to the governor, who said she'll probably sign it. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly has your Super Tuesday message of the day next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, big political week, Super Tuesday, which really isn't very super this year, and Dubious Thursday. That's the day President Biden delivers a State of the Union address. Risky for old Joe, that's why I say it's dubious. If he gets lost on the teleprompter, his reelection campaign could end right there. If he garbles, he'll lose votes. If he falters at all, the Democratic Party will be badly damaged. Remember, There are a slew of congressional races in November in addition to the presidential. Now, the Vegas betting wise guys have Donald Trump a heavy favorite to beat Joe Biden. 2 touchdowns. It's illegal to bet on a presidential contest in the USA, but it's also illegal to shoplift, if you get my meaning. Ladbrook of London will take your action. Of course, many things will happen over the next 8 months. But what will definitely not occur is a resurgence by the president. He is locked and loaded into his 9th decade on the planet. Not going quietly into the night, but the curtain is definitely falling on President Biden. I continue to maintain, and I could be embarrassingly wrong, that Mr. Biden will not be on the ballot in November. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We have David. President Trump is by far his own worst enemy, says David. As Bill has said, he should be imitating Joe Friday. How many of you know Joe Friday is? The program Dragnet. Just the facts, man. All right, that's the reference. Just stick to the facts. Okay. Laura, I'm tired of age discrimination being invoked on the current president. It's not about his age. It's about his cognitive ability to run the nation and serve another 4-year term. All right, but the odds of you getting a cognitive problem go up with your age. So I'm not sure that's age discrimination. Frank Seda, Savannah, Tennessee. Bill, your Sunday message struck a chord with me. As a conflicted voter, you're reminded to vote for the candidate or party that most clearly aligns with your values is sound advice. That's my column, not the message. It's the difference. The message of the day is a short essay every day posted in the morning. The weekly column is longer. And I basically said, look, it's really at this point in history, not about Donald Trump or Joe Biden. It's about you voting for what kind of country you want. And these guys are short timers. Wendy Taick, Mesa, Arizona. Even though the Senate would not vote to impeach Joe Biden, why doesn't the House impeach him on his failure to protect Americans on the border? Because it would work against the Republican Party to do that at this point. They'd be put in the same category as Nancy Pelosi impeachment for the Democrats. Everybody knows, Wendy. Now we have to make our decision in November. We don't need another impeachment. In a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. This week marks the grim anniversaries of the demise of 2 iconic Americans, the comedians who were at the height of their careers. Here is the story of John Belushi and John Candy. Belushi rose to fame on Saturday Night Live and the irreverent film Animal House. His wild antics and high energy were accompanied by cocaine, heroin, and alcohol. On March 5th, 1982, John Belushi was discovered dead inside a Hollywood hotel room. Police tried to cover it up, first labeling the cause of death a heart attack. His friends claimed he choked on room service, but it was the drugs. Coroners discovered Belushi overdosed after a woman injected him with a fatal combination of heroin and cocaine. He was 33 years old. Fellow comedian John Candy suffered from a different addiction, food and tobacco. The film star became a household name in the 1980s, appearing in blockbusters Home Alone, Uncle Buck, and Stripes. He was also a regular guest on Saturday Night Live. Behind Candy's reputation as a funny man was his predilection for cigarettes and binge eating. Towards the end of his life, John Candy weighed more than 325 pounds and smoked two packs of cigarettes a day. Despite pleas from his manager and family, he was unable to control his habits. On March 4th, 1994, the comedian suffered a massive heart attack while filming in Mexico. John Candy dead at the age of 43. And here's something else you might not know. Belushi and Candy are not the only SNL alumni who perished early. Some believe in the so-called Saturday Night Curse. Since its debut in 1975, more than 15 cast members have suffered a premature death from drugs, cancer, even murder. The list includes Belushi, Candy, Phil Hartman, Gilda Radner, Chris Farley, and Andy Kaufman. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.